This is Jenny McDonald, and you're listening to Radio Unleashed on Bedford 105.1. On Sunday the 15th, Bedford's crew team will be hosting their annual Ergathon. The event is intended to assist the team in funding in order to pay for their various boats and equipment. Matt Schwartz, one of the crew captains for this year, speaks on how the Ergathon has been run in previous years.
So the Ergathon used to be was you would sign up for a time slot and you'd row for an hour straight. Everybody rows at their own pace. It's really an endurance piece. How far can you go in an hour?
Crew has recently been officially recognized as a varsity sport, and Brooke Gold, also a leader of the team, speaks on the changes that come along with this new title.
It is sort of nice to get the respect of being a varsity sport, and so it's just nice to get a varsity letter and to be able to come to the awards night. We work just as hard as the other sports, so it's really nice to get that recognition.
Gray Theodore, another team leader for crew, discusses the Lurgio branch and the advantages young rowers have when preparing for the sport in high school.
They already know what they're doing in the boat. They know the basic technique and what they have to do, and they've already gotten different tips on how to improve.
For Radio Unleashed, I'm Jenny McDonald on Bedford 105.1. Tune in for more next week.